This is the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Now back to Frank Cusimano on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
Everybody plays the fool sometimes. There's no exception to the
rule. Welcome back. Hollywood Casino Press Box on the all-new 590 The Fan. Martin Kilcoyne coming in at 11 o'clock today. Bob Carpenter, the pride of McBride High School, voice of the Washington Nationals, is going to join us at 11:25. You know, this was a weekend for the NFL to celebrate. All those big bear hugs by the commissioner and all that wall-to-wall coverage on the NFL Network. Do you know the NFL Network on Thursday night did not mention the Tyreek Hill story? Did not mention it, the NFL Network. How about that? That's stunning.
They like the silence. Stories like that, because it's awkward not only for the dais, but also sheds light on the NFL, which is also kind of halfway paying their salary. So if there was no NFL, there'd be no network as well.
So I am all into second chances. I mean, everybody deserves a second chance.
But this would be his third chance, am I correct?
In 2015, at Oklahoma State University, Tyreek Hill beat up Crystal Espinal, okay? He pleaded guilty to domestic abuse. Beat up a woman. So the Chiefs say, okay, we'll give you a second chance. And then we have the story of him punching his three-year-old son, breaking his arm, and a phone call. Let's take a listen.
Because we were getting into it, and he said, Daddy, you're mean. So we walked up the stairs, and you said, come back down here.
Right.
And he didn't want to go down there, but I was like, go down there because it'll end up worse for you.
Right.
So he walked down there, and then you were getting on his about.
And then you said something, right?
No, you kept getting on, and then he started crying. And then you were like, shut up, stop crying.
Right.
Stop crying.
Right.
And then he kept crying because he was scared. He's terrified. And what, you grabbed onto him somehow, or he fell, one of the two.
I didn't do nothing. That's sad, bro. That is really sad.
Then why does say daddy did it? Why? Why does say daddy did it?
I don't know. He says daddy does a lot of things.
Like what? A three-year-old's not going to lie about what happened to his arm.
And then there was the line in there about Tyreek Hill telling Crystal, you better be afraid of me, blank. I mean, this is a guy that kicked and punched this woman when he was in college and then allegedly broke the arm of a three-year-old son and then threatens this woman. Now, I know some people take the line of defense of, hey, you know, I was afraid of my dad too. Well, I don't really care. If you beat up a woman and then you allegedly did this, you don't belong in the NFL. Let me just ask you this. If you're a fan of the Kansas City Chiefs and you see Tyreek Hill scoring a touchdown next season, can you really cheer for him knowing the kind of person he is? Plowsy, what do you think? No, this is proven to be true, and it looks like it is.
Yeah, I mean, just with past history, even entering the draft, they talked about his allegations. This is you shouldn't be playing in the NFL. Now, you can't say he shouldn't play football ever again. Certainly, you can't dictate what other leagues, you know, want to throw a contract at him. But the NFL has such a black mark, and they have black marks every year. It seems like there's an issue with a player or with the commissioner on how he handles said player. This is a no-brainer for me if I'm Roger Goodell. There's no upside to keeping this guy.
They've lost custody of this three-year-old boy. Child Protective Services has the child right now because Child Protective Services is afraid for this boy because of what happened. I mean,
this isn't an owner of the team. This isn't, I mean, players are replaceable every year. He's a great talent, but it's not like the NFL is going to hurt ratings-wise if he's not playing. I think you set a precedent. You said you can't have three opportunities to make millions of dollars. You have got to better yourself, and the league needs to take a stand.
Brian, any thoughts if you were the commissioner of the NFL?
I don't see how he can play.
I mean, don't either.
What's interesting about the audio is, and even in the portion that you brought up, he's very vague regarding what the three-year-old was saying. There really aren't many denials, and really the only one he has is, how do you know a three-year-old is telling the truth? Basically, it's his response. And that, it's not a very constructive defense of yourself when you're just basically saying that, how do you know a three-year-old is telling the truth? I don't see how he can.
And I am not a father, but I know if I was and my wife, girlfriend said, your son is terrified of you, my reaction would be a lot more heartfelt and heartbroken than Tyreek's kind of shrug it off. That's sad, bro.
Yeah,
like, are you kidding? If my kid hates me or is terrified of me, that's heartbreaking. You would need a better reaction than what he gave.
Just think for a second, too, of any, like, three-year-old, either son or cousin or nephew or just any three-year-old you may know that lives on your block. Just imagine how cute that little boy is. And imagine a grown man, boom, punching him. And you don't tell me about discipline. Oh, be afraid of your dad. Yeah, he's going to be no, you don't punch a three-year-old boy. You don't break a three-year-old boy's arm. And then now Ace from the South, and I appreciate the text. Football fans don't care if your team is winning. I imagine there's a percentage of people like that. But I think most of us, even if it's our team, if we know what a scoundrel number 25 is or number 85 is, I'd have a tough time rooting for him. I really would. Well, what do you think the percentage is? Like, if you were to conduct a poll in Kansas City, and I know Tyreek Hill is an electric offensive weapon, but I wonder how they actually feel in Kansas City. If you were to ask them, knowing that this is true, do you want Tyreek Hill to represent your Kansas City Chiefs?
They were fine with the Kareem Hunt situation. I know this would be another blow, but I think they'd be all for letting him go.
That's even a different situation than
this.
It is.
Oh, no, it is, yes.
Because, you know, they lunged at Kareem Hunt, and I'm not rationalizing anything he did.
Video is much worse than audio, even though we know what Tyreek did, and probably more severe than what Kareem Hunt did.
And then Kareem Hunt has gone out of his way right off the bat to apologize and do everything, you know, to try to correct it. And even though the Chiefs knew he couldn't play for them again. So, I don't know. It is a black mark in the NFL, and it's terrible to see. Mm-hmm. You should have a healthy fear of your parents, but not that they will break your arm or beat you to death. Well put, Courtney.
Exactly.
D. Yeah. All right. Let's see. A little bit of business to get to here. I want to tell you about our good friends at Hollywood Casino. Big concert there this weekend. I think it's one of the best places to watch a concert in the St. Louis area. I think it's one of the best places to spend a weekend.
I think Strick was there at the amphitheater on Friday seeing Zac Brown Band.
Really?
I saw
Odds that he paid for those tickets?
There's a free ticket. You can't spell out free tickets.
I saw a photo on Facebook.
Situation.
Him and his wife were there.
So if you had to guess right now, would you guess that he paid for the tickets?
Oh, God, no.
Oh, yeah.
Heavens, no.
Yeah, there's no chance. Of course, he did have $100 in his pocket on Friday. I love how
Tim
Hayes comes in and he says to the guys, as he sees me pull out the C notes, he says, now, you're really not going to keep that. And they both said, oh, no, we're going to give it back. I have about as much chance of seeing that as I do of playing point guard with the Boston Celtics tomorrow night. All right. I do want to tell you about Hollywood Casino, though. It's the place to be. 99 Hops House, the best place to watch a game. Final Cut Steakhouse, one of my favorite places. Head on out there. Hollywood Casino, our title sponsor.